Well, God is great, greatly to be praised. This summer, for me, will mark 43 years ago that just a very young man, late one night, in trouble, like I had never been before. I mean, feeling things, an inner turmoil like I had never had in my life. I mean, I knew I was lost, but I mean, that night I was in trouble. Just scared, I mean, experiencing fear like I had never known. I felt like I was that close to hell. I mean, I know what the psalmist was talking about the sorrows of death compassing him and the pains of hell getting hold up on him. I felt that. And there that night, just got down on my knees, just broken before the Lord, and I began to beg him to save me. Didn't have any pride left. It's just all I wanted was to be saved. And he saved me. God saved me there that night. He is so good. God is so good. And, you know, there was nobody else that could have helped me. Only God could do what I needed. I love the Lord. I'd like to share some scripture with you. I'll try to move along as well as I can here. I'd like to share some scripture from the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning with verse 1. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Now, I'm going to stop for just a moment and say this before I read the last few verses that I want to read today. The Lord had performed a miracle here, not Peter and John. The Lord had performed a miracle. "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, Why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. And I'm going to stop reading there with those first 13 verses of Acts chapter 3. I want to also share a few verses that are found in the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew in verses 23 and 24. And these verses say, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases. Thank you.
Number 14. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. That's how it happens, isn't it? Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Let's do the chorus again.